Hello, and I want to welcome you to day 13 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. I am so thankful that you're on this journey with us. I really hope it's been an encouragement to you. Also, it's just been practical to learn some tools to be more effective in your time of prayer. And today, we continue to look as Jesus is praying for you and me. And yesterday we looked at, he was praying for our unity. Let's see what he prays today in verse 24. Father, I desire that they also, that's you and me, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. He is praying that we might go and be with Jesus, who has existed for all of eternity, that we might join him in eternity. And so he's essentially praying for the souls of mankind. And so that's our prayer tip for today. Are you passionately praying for the souls of people? That's our prayer tip. All right. We need to be praying. I mean, fighting in prayer, praying with passion for people who don't know Jesus. How much of your prayer time is taken up with people in your life that don't know Jesus? Now you might say, I don't know anyone that don't know Jesus. Well, then go get to know some people who don't know Jesus. But my guess is if you're watching this or listening to this, you know people that don't know Jesus. Okay, and you know what? We need to live a godly life in front of them. We need to show them Jesus, and we need to share Jesus with them. But we also need to battle on our knees, praying that God would open doors to share the gospel and pray that they would respond to the gospel. How passionate are you in prayer for people that don't know Jesus? That's our challenge for today. I remember a long time ago, and probably maybe not the best acronym to use these days, but I remember a long time ago, I was challenged by a pastor to form a hit list. A hit list. And by that, meaning I was going to pray for people that didn't know Jesus. Pray that they would hear the gospel. Pray that I would have the opportunity to invite people to give their life to Christ. And the T, that people would take and receive the gospel of Jesus. And he just challenged three people. Just write down the names of three people and start praying over those three people. I did it, and guess what? Two of the three came to know Christ. Right? Power of prayer, man. It works. And so that's my challenge for you. Maybe develop your own gospel hit list. Who are the people in your life that don't know Jesus? Come to them, come to the Lord every day and pray for their salvation. That's my challenge for today. Let's pray. Father God, you know the people in my life that don't know you. And I pray for them, even here today, Father, you would open up the doors for them to respond to the gospel. And Father, I want to pray for those that are watching or listening to this and joining me in prayer. Father, open up doors for them to share the gospel, Father. Right now, even be working in the hearts of those people that don't know Christ in their life. Maybe there's some watching this and listening to this who have a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter or a family member or a spouse that doesn't know you. And Father, it's just breaking their heart. Father, may they plead to your throne for their salvation, Father. I pray this all for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me. Pray this week for the people in your life that need Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.